Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Here.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
And Congresswoman Stabler.
Present. Okay. All right, Speaker Pratt, are you ready with your amendment?
Yes. Okay. Line ONCA 2206, line 19, after purchase of land, comma, strike the remainder of the sentence and insert pre-construction costs and construction for an assisted living facility in Hominy and Fairfax, Oklahoma, and pre-construction costs and construction for an assisted living facility in Pawhuska, Oklahoma, semicolon, and to establish an alternate effective date, period.
Second.
Motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
All right, okay. Also, line 28. After four, strike the remainder of the sentence and insert the purchase of land, comma, pre-construction cost and construction for an assisted living facility in Hominy and Fairfax, Oklahoma, and pre-construction cost and construction for an assisted living facility in Pawhuska, Oklahoma, period.
Second.
Madam Chair, could I get that one repeated?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Line 28. After four, strike the remainder of the sentence and insert the purchase of land, comma, pre-construction costs and construction for an assisted living facility in Hominy and Fairfax, Oklahoma, and pre-construction costs and construction for an assisted living facility in Pawhuska, Oklahoma, period.
Second.
Did you get all that, Caitlin?
Yes.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Okay. Both amendments have passed.
Okay. Now I'll move.
Okay.
Thank you. Move to report ONCA 2206 to the Congress with a due pass recommendation as amended.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Randy seconded.
Oh, did she? I missed it. Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, the motion passes.
Thank you.
All right, thank you all. Okay, that takes us now to ONCA 2204, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $7,294,556 to the Wajaji Health Center in American Rescue Plan Act funds and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. This is a collection of budgets that were previously appropriated, and that's important to understand. They were previously appropriated in 2173 within the Wajaji Health Center budget. Treasurer is now asking that we pull those funds from that budget and put them in a separate bill so they can be broken apart into the projects they funded. And this is for tracking and auditing purposes. Mr. McIntosh is on the call, and I'm going to let him give us all the detail,
Of what we're talking about now. Mr. McIntosh, are you there?
I don't know. Have you got a speaker?
Okay, there. It was me again. It keeps
going off. Yes, I'm here. I muted my computer for a call.
Okay. So if you want to give us a quick rundown of what we're amending or what we're taking care of for you.
Yes. The funds that are being represented in this bill were originally under the umbrella of the clinics fiscal year 2021 budget that we sent over during the special summer session, I believe ONCA 21-73. They were sent together because they were all underneath one fund code, 4150, which is where we track the MIFA and the IHS activities. And after further review, looking into kind of those details, these need to be tracked individually, kind of under their own funds. So I don't know that you need a new appropriation. I think it would be more to go back and amend ONCA 21-73 because they were in that $38 million that was appropriated.
Okay, that was some of the discussion we were having yesterday here in the office. And Trey is on the line. And also looking for Jody, she's there too. So if, because that was a question I sent to Trey yesterday in thinking it through. So Trey or Congress, Second Speaker Rebard, do you feel like we should be going back and changing this to amend 2173 rather than reauthorize?
Chair, this is Second Speaker. In having a meeting with Chief Staff, as he mentioned in his opening statements, and with the Comptroller, and as you know, and I'm glad you're sponsoring this because of your knowledge, that Wajaji Health Center, as I understand, those dollars were the self-governance, the regular funding that they get every year. And the ARPA dollars that they received through supplemental funding were included, as the Comptroller just mentioned. And now we're pulling those out to recognize them as ARPA funds. If I were the sponsor, I would ask that we would amend that previous bill to reduce it by the amount of the ARPA dollars received, and then file the bill just like you have to recognize those as ARPA funds. And the reason that I would want that, and I don't want to speak for the Comptroller, is so that we're clear when we come upon an audit that we're recognizing the correct funding for that clinic. And I think that it would be more financially, I don't know, stable to do that, to recognize these fundings clear. And I think that all of us on Congress, when we speak about these funds, that we've said, okay, they're tribal, got it. They're non-tribal, okay, those are federal grants. Then we have ARPA funds, and then we have CARES monies, and they're coming out of these different pots. But out of those ARPA dollars, we have Treasury dollars that came from the Department of Treasury on the federal level. And then we have these supplemental dollars that are coming in from different areas. So as you know, Congresswoman Stabler, this is coming out of the self-governance IHS compact. I guess I would ask the Comptroller, what is best for him and his Treasury Department, and how he wants to book this and how he would like to look at it. And then for us, I think for reporting purposes, what's the best way that we want to see it reported? So as you know, in appropriations, I'm asking for revenue of statement and expenditures to see how much we've spent out of ARPA dollars. I would rather see that separated out as a congressperson, but I would rely on our controller to say what is best for audit purposes. And that's my comments at this time. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Mr. McIntosh, I go along with this for sure, but I'm thinking the same thing. We need page 132, the Wajaji Health Center. We need a budget to amend, or an amendment budget, an amended budget to replace that one. And I'm flipping through these pages you sent today. Do we have an amended budget for the MIFA for the clinic now?
I would have to, let me look at my paperwork real fast.
And Chair, another thing I wanted to mention that we discussed yesterday was that, you know, whenever we get financials and we go back and we're looking at the financials for the Wajaji Health Center, you know, when we see a certain amount that has been received from self-governance on that health compact, on that MIFA, we would want it to jive, and it's going to really show an increase in monies received.
Yes.
And that would be because of the ARPA. So,
yes. So, all right. So I'm looking at page, I'm not sure what the page number is on what you sent today. It looks like it might be the second page. And I do see what looks kind of like a budget there, but I guess the question back to the second speaker's question is, what do you need us to do with that budget?
Okay. Yes, we can forward down a micro budget that reflects that second page summary that you are reviewing,
okay.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Mm-hmm.
And I would agree to amend the ONCA 21-73 and reduce the clinic's $38 million by the total of these ARPA funds. But I would also like it to be reflected, because these were received in April of 2021, that they, while they were underneath the umbrella, that they were appropriated in that special session. So I don't know how that, what kind of wrinkle that.
Okay.
Maybe to amend it and include these ARPAs as part of ONCA 21-73.
I think there again, that's a preference. I can see keeping them in 21, and I would think we could, if we're amending 21-73. Can anyone think of any reason why we couldn't?
I'm sure this is Craig.
Increase a page to 2173 with the amended ARPA funds only. So it would all still come out the same amount. It would come out in the same bill in the same year.
Yes, it's a net zero effect to that appropriation.
Jordan, our second speaker.
I think Trey was going to say something. And
oh, okay. I didn't hear him.
Yeah. So I only see one problem. We could take the current piece of legislation that is 2204 and change the language in it to be amending 2173, because we're still spending ARPA dollars, which falls under the proclamation. But I don't think, reduction of the appropriation is on the proclamation for 2173. So changing the Wajaji Health Center appropriation in 2173 to reduce it by the $7 million and change that is in the ARPA funds being spent on Wajaji Health Center won't fall under the proclamation. We'd have to amend the proclamation.
Well, Chair, I don't see that as being an issue. I'm more looking at that. That seems like that's something that's doable, because I think even Congresswoman Lemon is planning on amending the proclamation. I'm more so about the money, the financial piece of it. Say that's not an issue.
Yeah, it's just a postponement while we wait for our 48-hour notice.
Yeah, you can send it out right now. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to put anything. You can send an email out right this moment. It just says intentum in the proclamation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Correct. And then you're correct. And then it just becomes a matter of preference as to where you want to see those ARPA dollars, okay, whether it's a separate piece of legislation or in the 2173, or amending both of them separately.
Okay.
I mean, appropriating this one and then amending 2173 separately.
Madam Chair.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Congresswoman Lemon.
The only thing, thank you, Madam Chair. The only thing is, you know, we have to get 8 votes, of course, to amend it. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times I think that the explanation as to why and how will definitely outweighs, you know, not voting for it. So I'm in support of it, absolutely. It's to get everything consistent, as our second speaker loves, and there's her beautiful smile. I hadn't seen that much today. Okay.
Okay.
Chairwoman.
Yes, Congressman Walker.
I'm fine with that. I'll go along. However, I'm just wondering if that's necessary. Like I said, it's a matter of preference. Do we need to, is it necessary that we make that language change in 2173?
Well, in my mind, it needs to reduce by that amount. Otherwise, it looks like we have appropriated another $7 million to it. So it's going to reflect what we're actually doing to the books. They're going to reduce that budget and move that money to another page by itself. So,
Madam Chair, this is Trey. I just have one question.
Okay.
I mean, in both 2173 and in this 2204, the revenue is showed as non-tribal. I mean, yes, we say it's ARPA funds in the title, but can it not be designated as part of ARPA funds without, I mean, I don't see where there's going to be much of a difference. I'm trying to figure out why we're actually separating it out. Like, is it just to show that it's ARPA funds being spent on these specific thing?
For tracking and auditing.
Okay.
Yes, and I, again, Chair, I would agree with that, because again, you got to go back to the funding source, and I understand it's non-tribal and it's federal dollars, but I think for auditing purposes and for tracking, then I would support that. And at this time, because we don't have a treasurer, I would like to support the controller in how he wants to look at things in his system. And if it's just something that we can do clean here for him and for us, then I'm going to support that, because yes, it's all federal. However, these ARPA dollars are going to be audited. Just as well as the CARES. And I think that it would be good. And they've set up in their own system, and that was discussed. They have different funds, or I guess I may not be saying this right, Controller. They have a different fund set up for the ARPA dollars. So just like we were used to Congressman Walker looking at 400 for Nahasda, 101, 202, and all of that, they've got separate funds set up now for ARPA. And so I don't know. I think it would help them probably definitely even back to their balance sheet and where they're holding the money when they do a bank reconciliation. So that's my other comment. So.
Okay.
Madam Chair, that's cool.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so the cleanest way then is going to be have a separate bill to amend 2173, and I just need a budget. I talked to Jordan this morning about it. If he backs out the money where they appropriated it or asked for it to be appropriated in these individual sections, then the line items don't necessarily add up correctly. He said one of them turns out to be negative by quite a bit. So we just need an updated budget that reflects the $7 million plus that they're going to back out of the Wajaji Health Center budget in 2173.
Okay. Mr. McIntosh, are you following that?
Yes. Okay. And we will try to get that, or we can get that budget down to you by end of business today. Is email the preferred way to deliver that?
Clerk, is that okay?
Yes, the budgets can be emailed to me or they can be brought in manual copy, whichever they prefer.
Okay. Okay. And yes, in setting that up, each one of these that you see will have an individual fund, therefore an individual balance sheet and individual revenue statements of expenditures. And that way we can track and we can say, yes, here's the dollars that were spent underneath this one for compliance purposes. It does help. And thank you.
Okay. All right. So I'm working on amending the proclamation, and Treasury is going to send over a new budget for Wajaji Health Center, and Trey's going to work on the amendment legislation to pull all that together. Because we have the other pages, we won't need the pages in 2204, right? They will stay the same.
Yes.
Will it all move to one bill then, or will we still have two bills?
Now, like I said, the cleanest way to do this is to have two bills. So you're okay. Keeping 2173 separate from 2204, ARPA funds separate from your non-tribal, non-ARPA fund.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Then,
Madam Chair?
Yes, Congresswoman Lemon.
Should we postpone your 2204 to the call of the chair until you get your other one here?
Yes, please. I was just going to ask for that.
Okay. Motion to postpone ONCA 2204 to the call of the chair.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Okay. Any opposed? No. All right. Thank you all. Congressman Potts, did you decide if you wanted to go ahead today or do you want me to hold till tomorrow
for your bill? I can go today.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. Sorry, I've got all kinds of screens up here. Congressman Potts, you have the floor. Oh, let me read in first. ONCA 2207, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $92,012 to the Elder Nutrition Program and American Rescue Plan Act funds and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. ONCA 2207 is pretty straightforward. This bill increases two budgets, each by $24,502 in the salaries and wage line, $12,611 in the benefits line, $8,893 in the IDC line, which is the appropriate amount of IDC applied to each of those totals, for a total increase of $46,006 in each budget. You multiply that by two, that's $92,012. Happy to answer any questions and move forward.
questions from the committee?
This is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yeah, could you just elaborate on your bill, Mr. Potts?
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm not sure how else to elaborate. That's exactly what the bill does, is increase two budgets by $92,012. The budgets that it increases are Elder Nutrition Fairfax and Elder Nutrition of Pawhuska. These numbers are derived from support documentation that was delivered by the executive branch months ago.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Okay. I need just a second. I'm sorry. I had to let my family know that I'm off mute. Are these... I'm a little bit confused, and only because we've currently received information from executive that, and I sent out the email yesterday about my intent to try to amend the proclamation. I just don't want to have competing legislation out there, Congressman Potts, and that's why I asked you to elaborate on this, if you would, because some of the information that I've received recently from and that was forwarded by Shanna to the rest of the members, has two positions for Elder Nutrition in the request for an amended or revised budget from us. And so I just want to make sure that we're not, that when I do get my legislation completed, that we're not duplicating services, is what I'm trying to get at, Mr. Potts.
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I would agree. I don't wish to duplicate services, but my bill was filed a few days ago before any information was received regarding the amendment to the proclamation or any of the support documentation was sent out by the clerk. So I'm not sure what your bill is going to include. It might be possible that they're also requesting those two positions. But this legislation comes from my knowledge of what's been described as a shortfall, and it needs to be fixed. It needed to be fixed. And so this piece of legislation I worked on with the budget analyst, it funds positions that need to be funded, and we're good to go.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm not trying to cause any kind of tension or anything here and trying to trump you on your bill, Mr. Potts. I just simply was trying to gather some more understanding, and we don't have Mr. McIntosh. Are you still on the line?
Yes.
Hi. I was just wondering, Madam Chair, if I could visit with him an open dialogue, because some of the information that was sent to us does show the positions for the Elder Nutrition, Mr. McIntosh. So that was sent to us from executive yesterday and today. And so I just want to make sure that the legislation, I guess what I need to know is, do I need to disregard the information and the request from executive concerning Elder Nutrition due to Mr. Potts' bill that we're currently speaking of right now?
If this bill is passed, then yes, you would disregard that amendment to the previous appropriation.
Okay. The entire Elder Nutrition budget that you sent, revised budget you sent down?
Yes, I believe our revisions were to the same lines of wages, fringe.
Yes.
IDC, yes.
Okay.
All right. And that was basically what I was trying to clear up. And I appreciate your help with that, Mr. McIntosh. And thank you, Madam Chair.
Chair, this is Rebar.
Congresswoman Rebar and then Speaker Pratt.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I just wanted to, number one, talk about this a little bit more in detail with the comments that were made this morning in the opening statements. The budgets that we had received back in, I think it was on September 16th, that were received by our office, or that matched the legislation that we created based off of the documents that were received from executive. And I just wanted to clarify that, that we did not go in and cut any positions. And as I understand, they have vacancies. And I don't know that having the new positions, number one, they didn't ask for new positions during CEJO. So that's one issue. I want to clarify, are these new positions and why, if they have vacancies, and it sounds like they just needed to fill those vacancies? And number two, I don't know why we would be taking this out of ARPA funds. I would rather this come out of a tribal appropriation if we're going to fund these positions. As we all know, we fund them tribally, but they also receive some federal dollars as well. But I guess, Congressman Potts, I don't know why we would take these out of ARPA and why we're requesting new positions at this time.
Madam Chair.
Well, wait a moment. I've got a speaker, but I also, Congressman Potts, do you have a response for second speaker?
Madam Chair, I can wait for other input as well.
Okay. Speaker Pratt.
Okay. So thank you. I was, that's what I was going to mention also when I was trying to be recognized, was that, okay, I want to ask Mr. McIntosh, because I've spoken with our budget analysts, and because that's the comment that I made to Chief. You know, there's a lot of emails going around back and forth on addressing this situation in the nutrition program. So those are same thoughts that I have as second speaker is, you know, we can ask for two more positions, but we're having, you know, they're saying that they're having a hard time filling the two positions that they have. But in having all these conversations, I want to know, did they submit an amended budget at some point during session that asked for two more positions? Because I did not have knowledge of that. And I also told Chief and Casey that, nor did the director speak about additional positions when we spoke to her in committee. So does anybody know of this budget that was supposedly, because it was stated Congress passed the wrong budget?
Chair, that's, if I may, I've worked with the budget analyst, and that is not the case. What we received, and I've also spoke to the controller about this, earlier, and I think that no, that's not the case. What was sent to us to our clerk, and I've got the communication, that's what was written in the legislation, and we did not receive an additional request to answer you. No,
Right. And that's why, and thank you for that second speaker, but that's why I was like addressing that. Thank you for the comments, but on our side, but that's why I was trying to address the controller to say, did they send one to his office and it not make it down, or where's the mystery budget?
Chair.
Mr. McIntosh, go ahead.
Yes, I've been looking into this also. I've looked up to August 20th, and as far as the summary that I had as of August 20th, no, this budget had not been amended. I am still looking into if one was submitted later during session. I've not identified that or not, but I do know that our budget file was amended to include these positions. And that would have been only at the request of a program. So I am further investigating to provide that answer to you. But as of August the 20th, it had not been. And that's about as far as I've gotten into the last day.
Okay, thank you. Because that's about as far as I've gotten to in the knowledge that we have. And it was stated to me that they brought one down in September.
Madam
that
Chair.
Included.
That's my impression.
I'm sorry, Speaker.
Go ahead. Speaker, go ahead.
Well, do you have something to add to that, Jordan?
I was going to say the one second Speaker Rivard was looking at was the one from September. It's dated September 16th, and it's the exact amount that Congress appropriated. So the one that they sent down in September is the one Congress appropriated. It didn't add extra positions.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. They just said sometime in September. They just said there was another one in September that we brought down that added those positions, and Congress passed the wrong budget. Okay. So I don't know. I'm just expressing. So we're all hearing the same thing and what was told to me as to why, and because I, you know, even challenged that by saying, I don't recall, and I've confirmed with other members of the committee that the director never discussed additional positions. Now I realize that, excuse me, I realize there's been a change, you know, since then, but I mean, I just keep making the comment is, I don't know. I'm in agreement with second speaker that I don't know that throwing more positions in there, because you can't tell me that there isn't been a time that a driver and a kitchen personnel might be absent on the same day. So to me, it's about, you know, there's more about planning also, which is why I've asked Chief a few times to, which he's agreed to now, to have a meeting for a partnership agreement, so that services aren't interrupted in the future, on Friday morning. And so I would personally like to have that conversation, before adding more positions. But if we're adding more positions, I'm also in agreement that it would make sense that it would come out of tribal. Now, while I fully agree that if that is a real need, then okay. We certainly wanted them to have the support they need, but I would also I feel like there's a lot of things that just didn't happen, a lot of planning things that just didn't happen. So I would request that they have that. So maybe it's a good time to postpone this, because by then, Congresswoman Lemon will have also her forthcoming request of tribal dollars. And by then, I will have had a chance, an opportunity to present possibly a solution to a lot of this to Chief, and they can they can take it or leave it, but he's stating that he is in full support of a partnership agreement as well. But I just did want to clarify the whole budget and what the Congress did or didn't do, or whether we cut something or not. And that's not how, that's not our position at this time. So thank you, Chair.
Madam Chair.
Just a moment, Congresswoman Lemon. Congressman Potts, did you have any comments you wanted to make yet?
I can yield to Congressman Lemon.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what he said.
He said yield to Congresswoman Lemon.
Oh, okay. Congresswoman Lemon, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Mr. Potts. So the legislation that I'm working on currently is going to be derived from tribal dollars, not ARPA dollars. So I just wanted to put that out there, because the legislation that we're looking at, I believe, is from ARPA dollars. And so one of the things is it adds two positions to the fair, to, I'm sorry, I just read the other one. I apologize. I'm getting confused. To elder nutrition. And so then do you foresee at the end of the 5-year mark or 2026 that those positions would then go away? Mr. Potts?
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill provides supplemental funding to a fiscal year appropriation bill.
But it would mutually...
Yes, okay. I see what you're saying, but it doesn't matter. I'm just going to yield here. I'm going to file my legislation and talk to the controller and visit with you, Mr. Potts, privately, I guess, because I'm not getting clarity, but thank you.
Any further comments or questions?
Congresswoman?
Speaker.
Chair. I'm 3 minutes ago received a email from Ms. Vincent regarding the meeting with Chief Friday morning at 11. So it would, and like I said, I think that it needs to be looked at, because again, going back to the director never spoke of additional positions or the need for additional positions. And everybody on this committee can attest to that, I believe, right? We all agree that there wasn't discussion of that. So before these positions, whether it be ARPA dollars or tribal dollars, I would like to have this discussion regarding this partnership, because there may not be a need for additional, since the director did not speak of them during this most recent budgetary session. So at this time, I would actually like to postpone this and hope that you don't have the next meeting on a Friday until, I mean, you may have one tomorrow, but I'm saying, but that this item not appear on the agenda until Friday afternoon. And so I would like to move to postpone whatever the bill number is.
2207.
Yeah. And the same with, should Congresswoman Lemon's time frame come into play and her bill be filed, I would ask the same of her bill not be placed until, to have this conversation until Friday afternoon. So I move to postpone this bill at this time.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
Chair, Madam Chair.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. And I'm going to be a no vote on the postponement, just because I recall in my mind Ms. Slinkard saying something to, and I'm going to go back and listen to the recording just to be clear, but I think I remember her being asked if she needed new positions, and I think she said yes, but was not going to ask for them at this time, and that they were just going to get by with what they could, what they had currently. That's kind of how I remember it. And all this is happening, in my opinion, just because she had two staff in Pawhuska that left, that quit. And then the lady that delivers the meals is out on sick leave with some problems, you know, health problems. And that's where we got in our bind. But whether it's new positions or filling old positions, I just want to go back and be comfortable. And I'd really like it if the director was here to be able to even have some discussion with us about what she really, really needs. Things have changed dramatically for her. So I'll be a no vote on the postponement, but I want to go back and listen to the recording to be exactly sure that she stated that she'd love to have some new positions, but will sacrifice or something to that point just to be able to get by and not burden us with extra dollars to fund those positions. So just wanted to say that. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Brandy.
Okay, hold on a moment. And Speaker.
Okay. All right. Well, I understand that. And again, I guess, trying to stay to the postponement, but I'll tell you why I'm going to vote yes. Just because, you know, I stated some in knowing if there's the true need, and Congressman Tillman, I don't doubt, because I'm pretty sure most directors come through and say, yep, we're going by with what we have, but I could use more people. We heard the same thing from social services. Remember, we had a large discussion of whether or not we were going to give her money to go to a new position because we feel they're probably overloaded. So I don't know that there's, really any program that comes and says, yeah, we're just fully staffed. So I don't remember any specific discussion and request, but you're probably correct in saying that the director said that, because I think almost every director in the service type providing specific services usually say that. And I feel for them. I mean, I hear it. But also, you know, with the delivery, and this is a lot about of the delivery services, you know, whether it's, you know, they've gone to sack lunches or whether it's a hot meal. And I realize that, you know, there's probably if they're two people short, a situation with providing hot meals, but even the sack lunches weren't getting there because of the delivery service. But they were well aware of, you know, that a month ahead of time, and there was conversation with the financial assistance program and the workforce placement program to provide someone. And that's a good opportunity for an Osage in a workforce placement. That would be exactly what workforce placement is for. But for whatever reasons, that didn't happen. And so there's just a lot to discuss, which is why I would also, and furthermore, Fairfax has an agreement. And so in looking out for the other areas, I would like to look at this agreement with the county the same as Fairfax has it. So if Fairfax, you know, if there is a situation that goes down with our tribal distribution of the meals to the elder nutrition services, there's an agreement in place for Fairfax area to be picked up and move forward. And so that's why I reached out to Ms. Vincent to discuss that capability to happen with the other areas. And so it's just a discussion, you know. I don't see any harm in having all the information. And just like you said, you'd like to see the director here. Well, then all the more reason to postpone because until Friday, so that we can all have that discussion. But I think that an agreement, the same as Fairfax has with the nation, that the other communities should be looked at as well. Because I know that seniors in the Hominy and between Hominy and Fairfax area did have gone days without a meal, you know, and they're frustrated. They're to the point of frustrated and wanting to know whether, you know, everyone up here is eating or going without their meal or eating what's in the sack lunches. So there's just a lot to discuss. So again, all the more reason, in my opinion, to postpone until we can talk about this more. So
we have gone past our cutoff time and there is another meeting coming up after us. So I'm going to cut off comments at this point. We've had a motion and a second.
Madam Chair,
Congressman Potts.
I can yield.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? No.
No.
Motion passes. I will put it on a future agenda.
Thank you.
And then
motion to adjourn.
One moment.
Second.
Well, I just want to let the committee know that with the actions of today, I will be canceling tomorrow's meeting and resetting for Friday or Monday, one or the other. So, all right, with without objection, I'm going to adjourn this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. 3:15.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep the line open, or at least on my end. And